This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Well, our major partner on Crunch Time here for 2023 is the magnificent Berwick Motor Group, and their CEO is with us, Nick Strauss. Good morning to you, Nick.
G'day, Sam. How are you?
Should we talk about the elephant in the room first? You're a Carlton man. You got over Thursday night yet?
I think we get it out of the way. I'm still struggling.
Do you like a draw?
No, I don't like a draw. I like to see a result, but I think Carlton did. We're pretty lucky in the end anyway.
Now, why are you here and why are you involved in Crunch Time this year?
Well, we're a major sponsor now of SEN, which we're very proud of, and we're also running the Survivor competition, which is really exciting.
I wanted to talk to you about that, BMG Survivor Comp. So you've had something like nearly 8,500 entries already, a really successful competition, which goes without saying that you've got to be the last fan standing come the end of the season with your tips. What's the major prize for this that you've put up, though? Because it's not a small one.
No, it's not a small one. Really an amazing prize. We're giving away a brand new car to the value of $46,990. And that's a choice of four of our brands. So, yep. Someone's going to be very lucky.
Now, if you've been living under a rock, the Survivor Comp is you pick one team to be your lock for the week. And if they win, then you go on to the next round. If they lose, then you're out. That's it.
Yeah, Sam, that's right. But I'm actually going to have to go back and read the T's and C's because what happens with the draw?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll leave that with you and your capable team that are around you. Well, just while we're on the subject of cars, what can you tell us about the current car market? How's the industry holding up at the moment?
Yeah, the industry's interesting. We've had an amazing couple of years. Supply chains have been really tight. So, that can be good and bad. We really want to get cars to our customers, but we've got order banks. Many dealers have so many cars on order, but it's slowly starting to free up, and that's good. So hopefully things will start tracking a bit more normality over the next few months.
And your blues from here, where do they go?
Oh, listen, I think. The Blues are looking okay. I think just being the first game last night, they've got to find some polish, both sides. I think Richmond and Carlton struggled a bit last night. But I think, as the next few rounds progress, they'll find that pretty quickly.
Nick, great to catch up. Awesome to have the Berwick Motor Group behind Crunch Time this year. It's going to be a great partnership going forward. And I reckon we need to catch up again in a month or so just to get another update on the car industry and how you're tracking and how you're feeling about the Blues. Because I think she might be a fair old roller coaster of emotions this year.
Probably, Sam. Looking forward to catching up.